بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول قبل موته سبحان الله وبحمده أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. متفق عليه. So in this chapter of making tawbah and istighfar, where we have been commanded by Allah Ta'ala to make tawbah and istighfar, and on which Allah Ta'ala blesses us with great, great rewards. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the end of his life, just before he passed away, he used to increase in saying these words, Subhanallah bihamdihi, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Yeah, there are a few lessons that we learn that before a person passes away, that he should increase in his good deeds. Of course, a person does not normally know when he is going to be passing away. Some people are informed and then they know. However, for us generally, we should look at, as it comes in the hadith, that the average lifespan of this ummah is between 60 and 70. So as we approach 60, we should increase our ibadat for and prepare for the akhirat. And besides that, when a person gets ill, and it appears that now he's on his terminal illness, it's the end of his life, whenever it might be, then also, instead of being, we should take our treatment, but more than the treatment, we must be worrying of our akhirat, our qabr. And a person should focus more on that and pay more attention on doing good deeds. Normally when a person is ill like that, and generally the people around him also are more concerned of his getting well, which is permissible and it's quite good and it's in order. But more than that, we should be worried about our akhirah. Where we make dua, generally also we find that it's also surprising that we generally as the Muslims, whenever we want to make a good dua for somebody, we make dua that Allah give you a long life. Whereas it is, that is not really the object. A life to please Allah is the object. Whether it's a short life or a long life, but we have pleased Allah, we have prepared our akhirat, that is the objective. And we find other people, you do them a favor, normally their dua is God bless. May Allah bless you. And we find in the Quran Sharif also, Allah Ta'ala says the Jews like long, long lives. They just did not want to die. It must not happen that that quality has now rubbed off onto us, that all we want is a long life. And many times a person is suffering so terribly, but still people are making dua for his long life. So the object is not a long life or a short life, but the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And that we get the blessings of Allah Ta'ala. It must not be that we still have got the titles of Islam and Muslim, but our inside qualities have changed like that of other people. So anyway, so then a person should be increasing his in his good deeds. Another point, another aspect of when a person is going to die, nobody knows. So all the time a person should also increase in his good deeds. And this is an indication when Allah Ta'ala revealed the last surah of the Quran, which was where Allah Ta'ala promises His help for the Muslims, وَيَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا, and that people will enter into the fold of Islam in huge, huge groups. At that time Allah Ta'ala says, which was an indication that the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is completed now. And when this surah was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, all the Sahaba were very happy that now Islam is spreading and the people, Allah is informed, large numbers of people are going to be entering into the fold of Islam. But Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was crying. The people asked, on this happy occasion you are crying. He said, this is an indication that now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be leaving us. Because now his mission is completed and Allah will call him away. And consequently that was the result. However, in the surah where Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, that now towards the end of your life, your mission is completed. Now engage more in the ibadat of Allah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then increased this words in his ruku and sajda, according to another narration also narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this is, a person should increase in his ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, the word Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, the purity of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah, that is of Iman. That is a thing that must be first and foremost be, a person must be conscious of his Iman. Generally, as we are sitting here, all of us included, myself also, we are more worried of our amal, and especially of the nafil, that you do this, you read this wazifa, this sawab. You read that wazifa, that sawab. But perhaps hardly we worry about our iman. And iman is the main thing to worry about. If iman is intact, all our amal, we will get credited for it. But if our iman is not intact, then no matter what amal we do, there is no credit for it whatsoever. Like a person phones up to his bank or whatever, and he says that I want to check if I've got this deposit has come through. And they say, you haven't got an account with us. Forget your deposit coming through, or this transfer coming through. You haven't even got an account with us. So if we haven't got an open account of Iman, no matter what we are transferring, it's not getting deposited. There is no account in the first place. So the most important is our Iman, which we must be conscious of, and continuously make effort and worry about our Iman. Is our Iman intact or not? Especially in this very, very dangerous times when jokes are made of serious matters of deen. And a person, for example, this comedian story, if a person just smiled at it also and laughed, his Iman is gone also. If a person just took it lightly, his Iman is gone. So all the, and today jokes we get on our phones, what type of jokes, and the things which destroy our Iman, and perhaps we just give it a cursory glance and sort of we accept it. By that our Iman is gone. So we must be very careful. Today our children will come from school and tell us a joke what they heard, and perhaps it's a thing which is totally against Iman. We are living in very dangerous times, and the greatest things we have to be worried about is our Iman. And then after that, all our amal. To understand that in another way, Iman. A person, for example, dies on Friday, Mubarak death. Sometimes it comes, a person was a great open sinner, but he died on a Jummah. But the only condition is, if he had Iman, it is Mubarak. He died in Ramadan, it is Mubarak. Many non-Muslims also die on Fridays. Doesn't mean no one dies on a Friday, non-Muslims. But no Iman, there is no value to it. Many non-Muslims, how many die in the month of Ramadan? But no value if there is an Iman. And that Allah knows who has died with Iman or not. So Iman is the criteria. And unfortunately, we don't worry. We worry that, did I read my Yasin Sharif today? Which we must read. But we don't worry, is my Iman still intact or not? And what all the things going around, our Iman is in great danger all the time. And after that, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Great, great value for that. There is to seek forgiveness from Allah and to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. But again, we must remember that Iman must be in order. Insha'Allah, our Iman is in order, but we must become conscious of it also. If any of us who is a regular musalli with Fajr with Jamaat, and unfortunately due to some reason we missed our Fajr, we feel hard about it, we feel sore. I missed my Fajr today, I missed it with Jamaat. But our Iman, we don't think whether in the morning, and it comes in the Hadith, a time will come when people will sleep at the day they will have Iman, but when they go to at night, they will have lost their Iman. A person will have Iman at night. When he wakes up in the morning, his Iman will be gone. So Iman is the thing to worry about very greatly, and we should be continuously making an effort for our Iman. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, this work of Tabligh, people have called it Tabligh Jamaat. He said it has got no name. If I would have given it a name, I would call it Tahreek-e-Iman. The effort that brings our Iman back to life again, that warms our Iman and makes it stir, makes us to be stirred, that Iman will make us to move again. So this is what we have to get, that Iman in Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wah.